Hello, Poker Minders! Welcome to the PokerPod Psych Edition, where I'm going to talk about everything psychology, from the complexities of human behavior to practical tips for your mental well-being. I'm your host Katja, a licensed clinical psychologist, and today I'm going to poke some minds. Hello, Poker Minders! Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we continue to talk about defense mechanisms and more specifically talk about splitting, displacement, regression, and rationalization and how they might manifest in real life. So without further ado, let's dive right in. The first one we're going to talk about is splitting. Splitting is a psychological defense mechanism where individuals view people or situations in extreme black and white terms as either all good or all bad, with no middle ground. This binary thinking prevents the integration of positive and negative qualities into a cohesive whole, leading to distorted perceptions and unstable relationships. For example, someone might view their relationships in black and white terms, considering a friend entirely good or entirely bad based on a single action or argument. For instance, an individual sees their friend as the best friend ever when this friend helps them with a project. But the moment this friend cancels plans, they immediately consider their friend completely unreliable and selfish. This extreme perception shifts rapidly based on isolated incidents, leading to volatile and unstable relationships. A person might also alternate between seeing themselves as a total failure or a complete success, leading to inconsistent work patterns and procrastination. For example, an individual views their academic performance in absolute terms. When they excel in assignments, they see themselves as highly capable and invincible. However, when they struggle with a difficult task, they quickly spiral into self-doubt, viewing themselves as an utter failure. This swaying between extremes causes them to procrastinate as they avoid tasks that might challenge their fragile sense of self-worth. In a different example, an individual may idealize a partner at the beginning of a relationship, seeing them as perfect and flawless. However, any perceived slight or mistake can flip this perception entirely, leading to viewing the partner as completely flawed and unworthy. For example, an individual might initially see their partner as the perfect person, showering them with praise and admiration. But when the partner forgets an important date, the individual's perception shifts drastically, and they now see them as inconsiderate and unloving. This all-or-nothing thinking creates instability and frequent conflicts in their relationships. Even at work, an employee might view their boss or co-workers as either entirely supportive or completely antagonistic based on specific interactions. For instance, an individual might see their boss as an amazing leader when they receive praise, but when they are criticized for a mistake, they quickly perceive their boss as overly harsh and unreasonable. This thinking affects their job satisfaction and relationships with colleagues as their perception swings between extremes. A person might also struggle with maintaining a balanced view of themselves, alternating between feeling superior and feeling worthless. For example, an individual might feel exceptionally competent and successful when they receive positive feedback at work. However, any criticism or failure can send them into a state of self-loathing where they see themselves as completely inadequate. This instability in self-image impacts their emotional well-being and professional performance. When it comes to parenting, a parent might view their child as either an angel or a troublemaker, depending on the child's behavior at any given moment. For instance, an individual might see their child as the perfect child when they excel in school, but view them as a major disappointment when they misbehave. This inconsistent perception can affect the child's self-esteem and the parent-child relationship as the child struggles to reconcile these extreme views. In conclusion, splitting is a defense mechanism that leads individuals to perceive people and situations in extreme black and white terms, without recognizing the complexities and nuances. Now, let's talk about displacement. Displacement is a psychological defense mechanism where individuals redirect their thoughts or feelings, often anger or frustration, from the original source to a safer or more acceptable target. This mechanism helps to avoid directly confronting the true source of their emotions, which might be too threatening or uncomfortable. However, displacement can lead to misdirected anger and conflicts as the actual cause of the emotions remains unaddressed. For instance, redirecting stress from work onto repetitive, compulsive behaviors at home, such as cleaning or organizing excessively. For example, an individual might feel overwhelmed and stressed by the demanding job. Instead of addressing the work-related stress directly, they channel their anxiety into compulsively cleaning their house. By engaging in this behavior, the individual avoids confronting the root cause of their stress, but creates a sense of control and order in their home environment. A person might also take out frustrations from work on their family and friends, leading to unnecessary conflicts. For example, an individual might have a tough day at work, facing criticism from their boss and tight deadlines. When they return home, they find themselves snapping at their spouse and children over minor issues. Their anger and frustration from work are displaced onto their family, resulting in conflicts that stem from misdirected emotions. Another person might redirect anger from personal issues onto other drivers when driving a car, leading to aggressive behavior on the road. I'm sure we all know the term road rage. For example, an individual might be dealing with a stressful divorce and feel a constant undercurrent of anger. Instead of addressing these feelings directly, they become excessively aggressive and hostile towards other drivers, reacting disproportionately to minor traffic interactions. Another real-life example could be that someone is redirecting emotional stress into vigorous physical activities like running, weightlifting, or martial arts. While this can be a healthier outlet, it still represents displacement. For example, an individual going through a breakup might channel their emotional pain into intense workout sessions at the gym. This displacement helps them cope with their feelings, but the underlying emotional issues might remain unresolved. A person might take out their frustration by damaging objects around them. For example, an individual might be furious about being passed over for a promotion at work. Instead of expressing their anger to their boss, they come home and angrily smash a plate. This act of displacement provides a temporary release of anger, but doesn't address the real issue at hand. When it comes to bullying, a person who feels powerless or victimized in one area of their life might displace their aggression onto someone they perceive as weaker. As an example, an individual might be bullied by their older sibling and feel helpless. To cope, they start bullying a younger student at school, displacing their own feelings of victimization onto someone else. This placement can also show itself by shopping or eating, redirecting emotional distress into activities like shopping or eating excessively. For example, an individual might feel unappreciated at their job and turn to shopping sprees to lift their mood. Similarly, another person dealing with personal loss might find solace in overeating. These behaviors serve as distractions, displacing the emotional pain but not addressing the root causes. In conclusion, displacement is a defense mechanism where individuals redirect the emotions from a threatening source to a safer target. Next up is regression. Regression is a psychological defense mechanism where individuals revert to behaviors characteristic of an earlier stage of development when faced with stress or anxiety. This mechanism helps to reduce anxiety and provide comfort by returning to familiar and more secure behaviors from childhood or earlier developmental periods. However, regressive behavior can interfere with adult responsibilities and healthy coping mechanisms. As an example, an adult might revert to childlike behaviors such as excessive video gaming or watching TV instead of working. For instance, an individual under significant work pressure might find themselves avoiding important tasks by spending hours playing video games, a pastime they indulged in during their teenage years. This regression to a simpler, stress-free time allows them to temporarily escape their current responsibilities and the associated anxiety. Under stress, a person might also return to the comfort of alcohol or drugs used during their younger years. For example, an individual who quit smoking years ago might begin to smoke again when faced with the stress of a major life change like a divorce. This regression to a former coping mechanism provides temporary relief from their current emotional turmoil, even though it is detrimental to their health. An adult might also throw temper tantrums, similar to those of a young child when they do not get their way. As an example, an individual feeling overwhelmed by financial difficulties might begin to throw tantrums, yelling and slamming doors when things go wrong. This regressive behavior reflects their inability to cope with adult stresses in a mature way, reverting instead to the emotional outbursts of childhood. In a different scenario, an individual might become overly dependent on others for support and decision-making. For example, a person who typically manages their life independently might start relying heavily on their parents or partner for emotional support and guidance after losing their job. This regression to a more dependent state reflects their struggle to cope with the stress of unemployment and the comfort they find in support. The emphasis, of course, being on relying heavily on this support. Someone might also try to avoid adult responsibilities and indulge in nostalgic activities. For example, an individual feeling burdened by the pressures of their job might start skipping work to stay at home and watch cartoons they enjoyed as a child. This regression helps them escape the stress of their current reality by retreating to the comforting and carefree activities of their youth. In a different scenario, a person might regress to sleeping patterns from an earlier time, such as napping frequently or staying in bed longer as usual. For example, an individual struggling with depression might find themselves napping several times a day and staying in bed well into the afternoon, reminiscent of their sleep habits during their teenage years when they felt overwhelmed by school pressures. An adult might revert to using comfort objects from childhood, like stuffed animals or blankets. As an example, an individual feeling anxious about an upcoming surgery might start carrying around a childhood teddy bear for comfort. This regression to a comforting object from their past helps them manage their current anxiety. In conclusion, regression is a defense mechanism where individuals revert to behaviors from an earlier developmental stage in response to stress or anxiety. Next up is rationalization. Rationalization is a psychological defense mechanism where individuals create seemingly logical reasons or excuses for behaviors or feelings that are otherwise unacceptable. This mechanism helps to reduce anxiety and protect self-esteem by allowing individuals to avoid confronting the true underlying reasons for their actions. Someone might rationalize procrastination by creating excuses for delaying tasks, such as claiming they work better under pressure. For instance, an individual might consistently put off writing the reports until the last minute, telling themselves and others that they perform best under tight deadlines. This rationalization allows them to avoid facing their underlying fear of failure or lack of confidence in their abilities. A person might also justify excessive drinking by saying it helps them relax after a stressful day. For instance, an individual might drink a bottle of wine every night, telling themselves and their friends that it's necessary for unwinding and dealing with the pressures of their job. This rationalization masks their dependency on alcohol and prevents them from acknowledging the potential harm it causes to their health and relationships. Or justifying overeating by claiming they deserve a treat after a hard day. For example, an individual might indulge in large amounts of junk food every day, telling themselves that they deserve it after enduring a tough day at work. This rationalization helps them avoid confronting their emotional eating habits and the underlying stress that drives this behavior. Someone might also rationalize the decision to skip exercise by saying they are too busy or too tired. For instance, an individual might often skip their workouts, convincing themselves that their busy schedule and exhaustion are valid reasons. This rationalization allows them to avoid facing their lack of motivation and the potential long-term consequences on their health. Someone might also justify unnecessary purchases by claiming they need to treat themselves. For example, an individual might frequently buy expensive items they can't afford, telling themselves that they deserve to reward themselves for their hard work. This rationalization masks their financial irresponsibility and the stress it causes on their budget. In relationships, someone might excuse rude or aggressive behavior towards a partner by blaming external stressors. For example, an individual might snap at their partner after a bad day at work and later justify their behavior by saying that the stress made them do it. This rationalization prevents them from acknowledging their need for better stress management and the impact of their behavior on their relationship. In a different scenario, somebody might justify academic dishonesty by claiming the material was unfair or irrelevant. For instance, an individual might cheat on an exam and tell themselves that the test was too difficult and didn't accurately reflect what was taught in class. This rationalization allows them to avoid facing their lack of preparation and the ethical implications of their actions. A person might also rationalize dishonesty at work, such as taking credit for others' work by claiming it's necessary for career advancement. For example, an individual might take credit for a colleague's idea during a meeting, justifying their actions by believing it's essential for their promotion prospects. This rationalization helps them to avoid acknowledging the unethical nature of their behavior and its impact on workplace trust. In conclusion, rationalization is a defense mechanism where individuals create logical reasons or excuses for unacceptable behaviors or feelings. Long story short, splitting is viewing people or situations in extreme black and white terms, which can lead to conflicts with family and friends, procrastination, unstable romantic relationships, workplace dynamic issues, self-image instability, and inconsistent parenting. Displacement means redirecting emotions from a threatening source to a safer target, which might result in compulsive behavior, conflicts with family members or friends, road rage, intense physical exercise, destruction of property, bullying, or excessive shopping or overeating. Regression means reverting to behaviors from an earlier developmental stage in response to stress or anxiety, causing procrastination, substance abuse, tantrums, dependency, avoidance of responsibilities, altered sleep patterns, or the use of comfort objects. Rationalization means creating logical reasons or excuses for unacceptable behaviors or feelings that can lead to procrastination, substance abuse, overeating, skipping exercise, financial irresponsibility, relationship conflicts, cheating, or workplace dishonesty. So even though some behaviors, such as substance abuse, might look the same on the outside, the internal driving forces behind them can vary significantly. Understanding these mechanisms and their manifestations helps in recognizing how individuals manage internal conflicts and emotional stress. Addressing these unconscious processes can lead to healthier coping mechanisms and improved emotional well-being. For today, I'd like to leave it at that. Next episode, we are going to take a closer look at sublimation, reaction formation, identification and introjection. If you have any questions or would like to suggest topics, you're always welcome to write to team@pokermind.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that I poked some minds today. See ya!